from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then on the flip side, what if they're telling him, Steiny, we don't see you, Clay, as a starter? We haven't talked about role. You know, so if I'm Klay Thompson, that would piss me off. It would piss me off that you guys moved me to the bench. I'm still holding on to that. But Anthony Slater and all the guys at Monty Poole that are in the weeds on this thing, Steiny, it just feels like nothing's going to come about. Like, this could be boys demand. End of the road. End of the road.
Yeah, they're from Philly.
Yeah, Motown Philly. Back again.
What do you know about it?
They were a damn good group.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it feels like people are reporting that there is a little acrimony between Clay and the organization. And my first thought would be, I mean, I think I kind of know why, but why? I mean, okay, they asked him to come off the bench. He came off the bench. Then he got his starting job back. Yeah. Is it that? Is it the fact that Draymond got 4 years last year and Clay's only getting offered two? I don't know.
Would that bother Matt Steinmetz? That would bother me. I'm just keeping it real. That would bother me, Steiny.
I can just answer, if it were Matt Steinmetz and I were Clay Thompson, I would absolutely be, you've got to be kidding
no
me.
No doubt about it,
you've got to be kidding me that a year ago you offered Draymond Green
who opted
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years, and you're not going to give me something similar. That, yes, I would not be happy with that.
Okay.
Especially given the circumstances of Draymond getting that deal after he punched Jordan Poole, and then the first thing he does,
his first
year of the contract is get suspended for 25 games. Yes, I would not be happy about that if I'm Clay and they're trying to get me for 40 to 50 million. I mean, I get it. Draymond might be a more effective player now. But if I'm Clay, no, I can't. I'm not taking half as much as Draymond.
Man.
So that's just me. Maybe yeah. Clay's different. Maybe circumstances will change. Maybe he won't get any lucrative offers, and maybe he'll be back with the Warriors. But the way people sound, it feels like people are bracing for him to leave.
And I'll tell you what can't happen. I told you this in the green room, and I mean it, Steiny. I mean, it can happen. But what cannot happen is the Warriors miss the playoffs next season. I am not talking about 3 or 4 years from now. I'm talking about next season. There cannot be a repeat. And can you imagine we go into the first Warriors season in umpteen years where, not injury related, there's no Klay Thompson? How weird, one, would that be? Two, there's noise about Paul George, Butler. I heard the crossover yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, and I'm not mad at Willard for bringing up Kevin Durant by any means necessary. Malcolm X, however you can do it, do it. I would do that. I've shared that with you all. But just imagine that, partner. The end of an era in regard to Klay Thompson not being your two. Man.
Yeah, it's possible. It's absolutely possible that that could happen. I'm not seeing it, E.
As a super chat from JJ in San Jose, Klay wants starter treatment and money, and the Warriors are saying Mutombo.
So they're doing what Klay, I'll give you two, Evan. They're doing what you said Joe Lacob's known for, Stani. If they're going to stick by their guns and they're not going to tap into that sentimental stuff, that's killer mentality. That's cutthroat to me.
When I listened to Dunleavy yesterday, like, I'm asking Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. What, you know, Mike Dunleavy was brilliant yesterday.
Tell me why.
Because he said nothing.
Oh, okay.
He said very little.
No, he said one big nugget.
What?
Internal. We got some young. I'm like, hey, Mike. Or is that his verbal poker face? That's verbal poker. You like that? Verbal poker?
Well,
he said that with Jordan Poole. We love him. Two minutes later, he was out of here.
I'm out.
So, I mean, what I heard Mike Dunleavy say, and this is kind of where I'm at with the Warriors. I heard Mike Dunleavy say, we're not sure what we're doing.
Ooh.
We could go down a lot of different roads, and we can be convinced of anything. And then I got to thinking about this. This is the first offseason, I think, in about 10 years, where I almost think the Warriors, they don't have a plan. They're getting the situation dictated to them. So last year, for example, they thought they still were a championship contender. And they went ahead and they acted on it. They re-signed Draymond Green. All right? They're not there this year. Clearly, if they thought this was a championship team, they would be extending Klay Thompson. There's no doubt about it. But they know they're not, or at least they think they're not. But what I heard Dunleavy say yesterday is, hey, if we can get Paul George, we'll try to get him. If Jimmy Butler's out there, we'll try to get him. I almost think if there's two young players out there, we try to get them. Like, they don't control the offseason anymore.
Wow, man,
they just don't.
You know what? And for Warrior fans down there, I tell you what, that's a scary proposition. And Kawakami, during that presser, asked Dunleavy about possible trades, and I believe it was TK and Mike talked about you can't pull one over in this NBA anymore on other teams. And I'm like, well, to me, Stani's not trying to pull one over. It's you're trying to get better, and hopefully when you do a transaction, both teams benefit from it. But Monty Poole wrote a great article about what Mike Dunleavy said in regard to how hard it is to make a trade. Like, they do happen, Stani, and it's just, what are you willing to part with? But we had the great Fitz on. He went viral for his energy about the Warriors got action. But, Stani, he talked about that premise based on Klay Thompson being a Warrior.
Well, he also talked about that, saying if Draymond Green, he said if anybody doesn't think there's a 53-54 win team with Draymond Green, and it's like, well, I don't think it's a 53-54 win team if Draymond plays all last year, and this is the last time I'll say it. If you think this is a 53-win team and you want to operate as such, then bring Klay back and see if you can tinker, but I kind of dare you.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Well,
facts! I'll tell you what, another big nugget for me, Stoudy, put some honey mustard sauce on it. I got to tell you, Chris Paul has to do them a solid. I mean, he has to delay this decision on his third, what they're going to do with him. And if they do go that route, that tells me, and if I'm a Warrior fan, I'm going Jim Carrey, Stani. You're saying there's a chance. If they flex on that and they get him to help them, to me that means they're in the lab trying to conjure up something.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And that's not to dismiss what you're saying. I'm sure they're trying everything under the sun, and they're listening to every name under the sun.
Man.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN.
Name a free agent, name a trade target. They have made calls on them, okay? They are being very, very aggressive, okay? Like, most of them, Kevin Durant, call on Kevin Durant. Lauri Markkanen, call on Lauri Markkanen. Ooh. Paul George, call on Paul George. Name somebody out there. They are being very aggressive. Now, can they actually turn anybody, can they actually bring any of those guys in? I don't know. They tried to get Alex Caruso. He ended up going to Oklahoma City.
Wow. I mean, what if I were to say, you can't get Alex Caruso. How are you getting any of the big names?
Ooh. Don't know why they didn't. I love that. We don't know why they didn't get Caruso.
Because they couldn't put anything together better than Josh Giddey. That's why. That they wanted to part with. Bulls said, give us Kuminga, and they said no.
Well, that's what I mean. For Caruso, Kuminga is no. That's not worth it. Before Durant.
Caruso's in Oklahoma City now.
Yeah. Or PG-13 or Butler, then we can talk.
I mean, I just think that
this is the price of a dynasty, partner. We talked about it.
That's my line. It's my line.
I swear I came up with it. You liked it. And now
you still think they're in a dynasty, so you can't even use it.
You don't not make the playoffs.
Please.
Snotty.
You know what's the funniest thing you've already said today? Yeah. This is the funniest thing you said today.
I'm on the pitch count. Don't fight today.
I've seen him for an hour. The funniest thing he said. Oh, the Warriors can't not make the playoffs next year. They're closer to 13 than they are 5. They're closer to 13.
According to how you look at it. If you look at it through the Fitz prism, which if you don't do a damn thing and you bring Clay back, how many wins? We're at 50-something wins, maybe.
What?
We're a fifth or sixth seed. I forget the win total. You're a fifth or sixth seed. If you're looking at it like Fitz,
I'm not looking at it like Fitz. I do not believe this is a 53 win team. Here's what I believe. Right now, they need to make some moves.
Oh, there's
I'm
no,
not sure what they are.
Ramona, aggressive.
Well, again, like, what do you think? If they're a 53 win team, why are they being so aggressive? Wow. They should be a 53 win team then. I agree. Let me hear.
Spadani, maybe they're. Go ahead.
This is what Tim Legler said. Take a listen.
Bottom line is this. People want to talk about Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors contending. I just don't think that's going to happen if you run it back. I don't think you can run it back with this core and think that that's going to happen in the Western Conference. So you have to build around the margin, Zach, and I don't know what exactly that means and what that looks like, who they get rid of, who they jettison off, what they replace it with to stay competitive around Steph Curry.
That's Get Up on ESPN, Tim Legler. I mean, I agree with him.
So that means, and it's no nothing personal, Steiny. If you can't run it back, Klay Thompson is every. That means that's a big part of who you are. You got to say bye.
Well, that's not all you.
That's just part of it.
Exactly. So I mean, look, Memphis is going to be better. Houston is going to be better. San Antonio's going to be better. There's going to be some teams that fall off a little bit. But I think it's true that the Warriors are probably, like Ramona Shelburne said, in on everything under the sun. But they don't have a lot to offer. They just don't. And if they're going to really covet Kuminga, well, he's their biggest chip.
You got to use it.
Why?
Because you're trying to get back into contention. And maybe 4 years from now, we're like, you know, Lakeup, they're having dinner and they look around like, damn, we should have kept them. But good God, Stoney, this is not easy, man.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
But this is what I made clear yesterday. And you can tell me at 888-957-9570 is the number. But here's what I'm not in favor of, and I haven't been in favor of it. Give me the name. Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant.
All right.
Those are 3 35-ish year olds. I'm not giving up Kuminga for one of those guys. I'm just not. Mm. I am not under the illusion that, and let's say Clay's back under this circumstance. Let me just ask it to you this way. Do you really believe that if the Warriors run out Steph Curry 36, Jimmy Butler 35, Klay and Draymond 34, that they will be able to compete all season long, get a favorable seed over the course of 82 games, and then make a big time run of the playoffs, which take 2 months.
Stiney, I do.
I don't. I don't even think. I think that's. I think it's a pipe dream. I would never bank on that. I just wouldn't.
But and I'm not mad at that thought process, but everything's a risk. You got 19 and 20 year olds tearing this or tearing that. We never know about the injuries, but we're talking about top tier conditioned athletes who birth certificate wise, your point is hammered home.
Exactly.
But Stiney, they know what time it is. No, they're making decisions almost with the trust element and the one part that you bring up, where you can't really can Jalen Green from the Rockets. He's not even in his prime. He could go down with the injury.
But he's less likely to, Goo. Mm. The other thing is, forget injury. They're all on the downside.
You want to ride it out on the downside with the hope we did everything from an organization standpoint for it to.
I mean? So again, let me ask you this. You've got Butler, Steph, Clay, and Dre, you're going to bank on. They're all going to play 70 to 75 games. You're going to be able to lock down a 4 or 5 seed. Then you're going to enter the playoffs and be able to make a run at running the table. I don't see that. I mean, I just watched the playoffs. Yeah. These young teams are just suffocating teams.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's time to get younger.
Yeah.
Or it's time to play the younger guys more, I think.
But what if you call, again, I know you don't like this, but it's real, Stiney. What if you call the lieutenant in by the name of Stephen Wardell Curry and you tell him that you're timid and you're trying to get younger on his watch? It's almost like, and I know some people hate it, but a lot of people agree, you owe it to him to go all in. I'll say this. If you run it back, you're running Steph the Ferrari with 100,000 miles on the odometer into the ground if he doesn't have another superstar around him. You bring in a Butler, Durant, or a PG-13, Stiney, he's working. He don't have to work as hard. That's how I look at it. You know, he's working. You know what I mean? And then I'll give Willard his props on this yesterday. He does have history of being in this system with Steph and that rapport. How much is that worth if you could get a Durant? Like, I would risk Kuminga in his future on that.
Yeah, I would.
I just would, Matt.
I wouldn't.
You know I'm serious when I'm calling you Matt.
There's no chance that a core of 4 34 to 37-year-olds is going to be able to last the whole season, play at a high level. And, like, to me, if you have those older guys, the only thing you can do is load manage during the regular season. Okay. Well, that's going to put you in the 7th spot. Yeah, you're making a run from the 7th spot, I don't think. I just think, I got to tell you, and I'm not, look, they can do whatever they want. And I get it, Steph. This idea of throwing away 4 years down the road for something now. Okay, how about this?
Dude.
Okay, so you're, okay, everything and anything for Steph, everything. Oh, whatever Steph wants. He averaged 23 a game after the All-Star break last year.
26 on the season.
He shot 42%.
I hear you.
If that's the Steph we get, it's over.
But why can't I'm not mad at that.
Because he's
36. Why can't I be proactive?
Because he's 36.
What if we get the guy
in
the
first half? Because he's 36.
All right.
Because he's 36. And
But that's not set in stone, Stiney. I get you.
No, it is set in stone that he's 36.
Okay,
that is set in stone.
No doubt about it.
It's also set in stone that he's going to be 37 next year.
Right.
And I'm sorry.
He needs help. And you're saying, I'm buying some of it.
He cannot help. You can't give him enough help. Mm. You got to start to move on.
So I feel like if you were in a boardroom right now, you would be going around telling Warrior fans, here, sip this. What is this, sir? You would say a concoction of, it's about to not be pretty.
My goal would be to win more than 46 games next year. That's it.
But quit thinking about a run. Quit thinking about the WCFs. Quit thinking about a chip.
Well, why would you think about a chip?
Because you got Steph Curry and Draymond Green right now, and you can add to that.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you handling the Warriors offseason?
Man.
I mean, what do you do with Klay Thompson?
He's too... Oh.
I mean, I'm letting Klay walk. I have to. I don't want to. But I have to.
I don't think that kills them, though, because that's just the start of it.
Yeah. I would have let Draymond Green walk last year.
I don't want to speak for you, and but I missed you guys. Hey. Steiny, it feels like you're saying, hey, Dub Nation, just prepare. It might be some turbulence.
Yes. Of course. They're at the end of a dynasty. Like, there will be turbulence. There will be.
Wait. They're at the end? So it's still going.
You know, I just say that. You know why I say that? I say that in order to avoid trolls. Oh. But yeah, this thing's over.
Man.
Over.
Well,
and the longer you keep, like, they Ramona, just keep putting
saying
back.
They're aggressive, Steiny. They don't believe it. That's what I like. We like to hear, like, yeah, and he called for LeBron. I know, but oh, good, that wasn't going nowhere. But that's letting you know, hey, it may not work, but they're going to try it. And if you're not willing to give up Kuminga, then you're going to run it back.
We have a fundamental disagreement on what Jimmy Butler or what Paul George or what Kevin Durant does for this team. And I don't think it launches them into contention. You know why? Because they're still old. They're still too old.
But you got some young pieces that would still be here.
I just don't understand how you could have watched Minnesota, how you could watch Boston, heck, how you could even watch Dallas and think with one, like, that the Warriors will be able to better compete against these teams, even though all these other teams are coming into their prime and you're coming out of the prime.
Well, I'm not mad at that, but that goes to the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.